Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
So glad you could be with us for this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. We certainly do want to thank all of you who pray for this broadcast and pray for Mormonism Research Ministry in general. We have a lot of people who are listening to the Viewpoint show that are outside of Utah now, and we thank God that we are able to get our message out even beyond the borders of the state of Utah, which of course is the Mecca of Mormonism. But Mormonism certainly does have an influence outside of this state. And a lot of people are writing us with questions about Mormonism from other areas of the country and even around the world. And it's encouraging, however, when we do hear from people who listen to the show quite regularly. In fact, just this morning, Eric and I were meeting with an old friend of ours. And as we were leaving the restaurant where we were, a man came up to us and recognized me, introduced himself, told us that he was a former Mormon. And come to find out, MRM had a big influence in his life in bringing him to Christ, and we thank the Lord for that. So the radio does reach a lot of people, and thousands of people, and we can tell from the response from this show that it is having a positive effect. Of course, we also have a lot of people who go to our website, mrm.org. where we have, Eric? Hundreds, you know, a plethora of articles dealing with Mormonism that will help you in better understanding the teachings of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and how those teachings compare with the Bible. A lot of good things are happening, and we praise God for that. But one of the things that we do that people might not really know so much, probably even within the state of Utah, much less outside of the state of Utah, is that we do come to churches and we do speak on this topic. We have a number of presentations that we can offer churches that are interested in addressing this topic and educating their people about it. But one of the things that we do that we find has been very successful is what we call our weekend symposiums on Mormonism, our Compassionate Boldness Symposium. This is not like our Compassionate Boldness conferences that we've had in the past, because this is more where Eric and I do the team teaching. Both of us are the speakers for that event. And why don't we talk a little bit about what we do in those symposiums? Perhaps a church might be interested in having us come, and we'd be glad to. We'd be honored to be able to address your congregation on this subject.
Well, if you're a pastor or somebody who's interested in maybe having us come, we can do a variety of things, and it kind of depends on where you are located. If your church is located more than an hour away, then we would schedule a Friday night and a Saturday morning from 9 to 1 o'clock, where you would kick off, Bill, Friday night, talking a little bit about Mormon doctrine and how we can understand what is official.
It's not that we have to have the Friday night, but it works very well if we can come in on a Friday evening and I'm allowed to talk about what is and what is not real Mormon doctrine. As you said, you use the word official, and that word official can be very vague very quickly when you talk to a lot of Latter-day Saints. However, what I do in that presentation is I show that there is a specific definition for what is official in the Mormon Church. So whether your Mormon acquaintance is familiar with that or not, I will give you that information to show you that, look, you can show them certain things to where there are quotations that they really are supposed to recognize, respect, and believe. Whether or not they do is a whole nother matter.
Now, we have two different symposiums that we can offer. The first time we go to a church, we like to do symposium one. It's team teaching, you and I going back about 50 to 55 minutes at a time. So we have a break at the end of each of the hours. I know it sounds like a long time, 9 to 1, but it really goes quickly. The issues that we cover would be an introduction that I would come up and give a little background as far as what the Joseph Smith translation is all about and some other important details just to get everybody onto the same page. And then the second hour, you come up and you talk about the Book of Mormon and you introduce the gold plates and you talk about some of the issues involved in the translation.
The translation process, right. What the Book of Mormon claims to be, what Mormons claim for the Book of Mormon. Does it really meet those standards? And how can we use the Book of Mormon, perhaps even in a witnessing situation?
The third hour, I get back up there, and I talk about the Godhead, talk a little bit about what the Trinity is all about, and compare that with what Mormonism has to offer as far as who is God.
I like that we include an introduction or an explanation of the Trinity, because we do get a lot of former Mormons that do come to these. And that is one area that they're still a little fuzzy on. And so in a very short period of time, you go through that, explaining what the Trinity is, what it isn't. And that's important because that question is going to probably come up if you have a conversation with a Latter-day Saint. So it's good to have a real succinct response to that. I don't think you need to go into an elaborate detail. We don't have to do that. We can merely explain what it is, what it isn't very quickly, and give you the information that will help you relate that information to someone else.
The final hour, you talk about salvation, the six verses you can use from Mormon sources to get into a conversation involving probably the most important topic of all, is how is a person saved. And so that is followed by a question and answer time where people can actually ask whatever questions they've been saving up the entire time. We usually don't get out of there till 1:30, but you can feel free to leave earlier if you're somebody who would come to that and you couldn't stay all the way to the end.
We probably should make that clear, because that does sound like a very long day going from 9 to 1:30, but we're usually done at 1 o'clock, and then we do open it up for Q&A, and we do not feel slighted at all if you have something to do and you need to leave during that time, and that's fine with us. That's no problem at all, but we do stick around afterward. We love doing that. We love meeting you. We want to hear your story. We love answering your questions, and if we can be a help in that way, by all means, that's what we want to do.
Our second symposium more involves the plan of salvation. We usually don't do that one until we've done the first one. This is more of a advanced view of what the plan of salvation is in Mormonism, and again, contrasting that with what Christianity has taught historically.
But we should make a point that even though you use that word more advanced, it's not as if you didn't hear the first one, you wouldn't know at all.
That's
where
true.
We are on the second one. We don't do that. This isn't like a sequel where all of a sudden you jump into the story and you had to have watched the first movie in order to understand the second movie. It's not like that. It's just another aspect, another area of that particular topic.
Now, if you have us come for the entire weekend, we can actually do something on Saturday evening if you're interested in, as a church, in having that available to those who couldn't come on Saturday morning. There are soccer games and other things going on, so we would be happy to do that. And then, if you'd like, we can stay for Sunday morning services where you would do preaching on apologetics, usually not directly related to Mormonism, but something that involves thinking and logic and how to own our own faith, whereas I can talk to the high school or college groups during the services if that's available. We've done several dozen of these at least all through the United States, as far east as Virginia, as far west as California, Oregon, and Washington. We'd like to do this. If you're somebody who is wanting us to come, it's not hard to do. You can contact us at mrm.org. You can actually go there and write us, or you can go onto our website. If you go to our calendar, it's on the very left-hand side top, mrm.org, and on the left side is a calendar, or it's /calendar. We have a list of symposiums where we're speaking at. In fact, we have several scheduled for Utah already for this fall, but there's a place where you can click as a pastor or somebody interested in organizing this where it will give you more information. Just click the first blue button after all the dates, and that can tell you more, or you can get this to your pastor and say, we really need to have these guys come. It's not going to be as expensive as maybe you think it would be. We won't go over pricing. It depends on where we have to go and how long we're going to be there. If it's going to be within the Salt Lake Valley, we only just usually just do the symposium. And that's what we have scheduled so far for Utah, because we're really trying hard to get as many churches as possible in different locations and then be able to advertise those on our radio show to get other people besides those from that church to be able to attend these.
Now, there may be some pastors that are a little bit gun-shy about addressing this topic, and I can understand that. We have found that many times when we have sat down with pastors who have called us to come and talk with them before we've scheduled one of this, it's not uncommon that the pastor might be a little bit leery, like, how are we going to handle this? Yep. Now, if they hear us on the radio, they kind of get an idea of our demeanor. But in other areas where they may not have heard the radio show and they're not that familiar with how we handle this topic, I can understand that they might think we're going to come in there with guns a-blazing and trying to make Mormons look stupid. And that certainly is not what we are trying to do at all. We do stick to the subject of Mormonism. We are not going to try to belittle Latter-day Saints or anything like that. In fact, we've had Mormons that have attended these meetings and have actually said that they are quite surprised that we do handle the topic respectfully. And the way we handle our symposiums is quite similar to how we try to handle the topic in other areas of ministry, whether it's on our website or on our radio show or whatever.
Well, and you mentioned the radio show. If you've heard us on the radio, you know kind of how we do things and our demeanor here. And I do spend time in the first hour of the Symposium 1 talking about 1 Peter 3:15 and 16, and that we attempt to do all of this with gentleness and respect. We have several churches already booked for us. Symposium 2 is going to happen on Saturday, September 13th, 2014. That's going to happen at In Life Church in Provo. That information's on our calendar. And then we're going to be in West Jordan on Saturday, October 4th, 2014. We're going to do Symposium 1 at Lifeline Community, which is, again, in West Jordan. And finally, we're going to be in Payson, Utah on Saturday, November 1st, 2014, doing Payson Bible Church. All of those start at 9 o'clock in the morning. You can check the calendar. We're going to add more as the weeks go by. We think we're going to have probably 6, 7, or 8 of those available in the Utah area.
That one in Payson, if you live down in the Payson area, you probably are very aware you're getting a new Mormon temple down there. So there's going to be a lot of interest in Mormonism, especially in that area, among those that are not Latter-day Saints. So that's our weekend symposium. If you're interested in having us come and do something like that, we would be more than glad to do it.
And you can go to the top of our website during the week of July 21st. You can see the symposium description, and it explains more.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, known as the Mormon Church, is a huge topic of interest among many Bible-believing Christians who want to reach their LDS loved ones or friends with the biblical message of hope and grace. If you're a Christian who wants to be better informed about the beliefs of the Mormon people, Mormonism Research Ministry wants to be a resource for you. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has worked hard to clearly articulate Mormon doctrine and history in order to better understand the issues that separate Mormonism from the Christian faith. At MRM.org, we have links to an active blog site, as well as dozens of articles and videos that will help educate you on this fascinating topic. Should your church need a live presentation, we can do that too. Contact MRM to schedule one of our PowerPoint presentations at MRM.org or call our office at 801-572-2153. That's 801-572-2153. Let MRM help you become a confident ambassador for Christ.